Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to look at the year 2017. Yay! Happy New Year. Let's hope that it is a rocking, wonderful new year for everybody and that we can soon put 2016 behind us. I have a lot to cover with you guys for this year ahead. I want to touch on every single one of the major factors that are going to key in for this year. So I got three pages, you guys. You thought I talked a lot. I hope you did bring something to drink on for the show and that you're in a comfortable chair because I got a lot to cover. So I'm going to dive right into it. First of all, every year we have eclipse cycles, and eclipses are major peaks in the year. There are going to be four of them, and they are when something really powerful can culminate through endings or achievements and celebrations. They tend to be about three times more powerful than a normal full moon, and they are also about key new starting points that are three times more powerful than a typical new moon. So when we look at 2017, and I hope you guys can always go back and listen to this later, I guess, but if you want to jot these down on your 2017 calendar, that would be helpful as well. So first of all, we have the full moon lunar eclipse on February 11th. And it's in the sign of Leo. Thank you, universe. So this is a big culmination about true love or children or creative projects or something recreational happening on the 11th, right before Valentine's Day. So, I guess that's keyed in appropriately. So we can have major celebrations, major achievements. If we've been working towards something, we can be wrapping something up in one of those areas or marking an ending if that's the road you're on. This one is happening at 22 degrees of Leo. So if you know your chart, you can look and see how close you have planets to that point or in opposition or square. And so that's our first major eclipse. The second one is also in February. It is a new moon solar eclipse happening on February 26th. This one is at 8 degrees of Pisces. So this is going to give us a massive push forward for our year, taking us really into something much higher, much, further forward related to Piscean themes. And again, if you know your chart, you can look at what you have at 8 degrees of the mutable signs. But this is about new beginnings in anything with art, film, music, dance, poetry, any of those muse-related fields. It can also be about a fresh start with your spiritual practices. You can have breakthroughs or move into that new, prayer, meditation, yoga. You might open up new magical interests or psychic channels. You might really get into your dreams and interpretations at this time. There may be some kind of opening with messages from beyond that are important to you around this time. It is also about romantic getaways and karmic romantic unions and taking them to the next level. It can be about healing or hospitals or other institutions and taking that into whatever the next chapter is. And anything you're working on behind the scenes, your research, your investigations, your projects in development. So we have a lot of topics at this new moon solar eclipse, and it is a PowerPoint in our year. So you kind of want to plan accordingly to launch those new projects or, start that new class or whatever it is you're going for at this time. Schedule your romantic getaway, whatever. Then we have two other eclipses that are then going to happen in August. So we have a full moon lunar eclipse on August 7th, and this one is at 15 degrees of Aquarius. So at this point, there is some kind of very major culmination that involves our friends, our associates, our group activities. It could be about what you're doing online with astrology, with charities and gatherings. There could be a big party or event at this time. It could also be about a cause or something, you know, original project type thing that you're working on in your own personal aspirations. And so you want to think social and, you know, what's unique at this point, really culminating with the big celebration or the wrap-up or the ending or the achievement. And then the final eclipse of the year is going to be on August 21st. And this one is at 28 degrees of Leo. So apparently, you know, the universe just didn't think we had enough focus on Leo with eclipses since our very first one of the year is on February 11th and is a full moon culmination. This one gives us our fresh new boost forward into new territory or that next chapter, really powerful push ahead in Leo. So again, August 21st, this is giving everybody an opportunity to take things to that next level or start something new in the name of love, with lovers, with children, with creative projects, or anything recreational. So four big eclipses in 2017, circle them on your calendar. If the show gives me time, I'm going to go back and run through all of this stuff for each particular sign where that will play out. I'm going to try to get through a general overview first, and then we'll go back and see what we have time for. All right, so next in 2017, what's going to be happening with love? We're going to look at Venus, right? And when we're looking at Venus, when I'm talking about these topics of love, these same things can apply to what's happening with your income. And that is because Venus is going to retrograde in 2017. But it's a do-over, you know, and so I want you guys to be aware of it because it will slow things down that are going on with your love life or with the income scenario, or it will take you back to the past. So if you haven't had time for love or you've been out of work, you might have that opportunity to go back and reclaim some of that, in which case it can be a good thing. And it is definitely going to impact relationships because when Venus retrogrades, we can feel like something is pulling back or has slowed down. So, you know, people can be apt to feel misloved or feel stressed over money during this, I think it's about 5-week period. And so you want to be aware of it so you don't overreact in situations. You just go, oh, I know about this. I'm a well-informed astrological, you know, connoisseur. And I'm not going to overreact because I know this too shall pass, right? But it is a good opportunity to go, like I said, go back and reclaim something, rework something, figure out, you know, maybe there's some old thing you were doing to make money that will now work again, or there's something you need to revise in that area, or maybe there is something to rekindle in the love arena in some way. So this is going to play out from March 4th to April 15th, and it's going to do a little 1-2 number. It is going to start out in Aries, okay? So from March 4th, 3rd, it's going to be backing up through Aries. So when Venus backs up through Aries, you know, Aries is the sign of our ego needs and our passions and our fighting spirit, and so it would be more likely to get in fights during that particular period, again, March 3rd through April 4th, but it is just equally as likely for this to be the period when you are rekindling the passions or you are really getting physically active and motivated to pursue whatever this past situation is to get it right, okay? So this is a very active period. You just have to watch about, you know, having a short fuse, okay? And then it is going to back into Pisces. So from April 3rd to April 15th, we are going to go into that fog. It's going to be like, oh, what is going on with the love and the income? It's going to be like, oh, it's magical, it's dreamy, I'm reclaiming that and rekindling that. Or it's going to be like, oh, it's weird and deceptive, and, you know, I don't know if I'm up or down. You never know with Pisces, right? So, you know, you'll feel your way through that. If it does seem a little unclear to you during this period, then you definitely don't want to overreact or, you know, make some abrupt decision. You want to kind of want to wait until that fog clears on April 15th and Venus is back in direct motion, because then you're going to start to see a little better about what is going to be going on then. Now, you know, when we are in this Piscean field from April 3rd to the 15th in Venus retrograde, it may be that it's an important time to go back over Pisces when it comes to your love or your income needs. So again, this may be about that romantic getaway or clandestine romance. It may be about the artistic pursuits or spiritual practices, the healing, the hospitals, the research or investigations you're doing about something, digging up something, I don't know. So there you have it. Now, I want to give you guys one more heads up, and I think it's an important one. When Venus is in retrograde in this little window in our year of 2017, she will come into square Saturn. That is a test, okay? Now, Saturn either wants us to make some kind of serious commitment or really, you know, put in the effort and show up and do the work, or it wants us to define some kind of limits or boundaries or end something. It's a very finite energy, and it's a get real moment, you know. So this is really heightened between April 4th and 15th, and the hot spot, I believe, is going to be April 8th through the 15th. And so, you know, that's the most intense out of that whole window there. So you may be a little tested during that period and need to get real about something. And if so, you know, step up and do what you need to do about it. I do also want to tell you guys that I want you to circle January 30th through February 1st. Because that is when Venus is going to go direct over that 27th degree that she will then be in this serious thing with in her retrograde during that April 4th to 15th period. And so you very well may get an indication between January 30th and February 1st about what this serious thing is. Is it time to commit? Is it time to be ambitious? Is it time to involve or make it about the authority type person in the mix, that older established person? Is it time to, you know, tackle your responsibilities or set limits or deal with boundary issues or in some way end something or structure it differently, you know, get real kind of moment? So watch for what comes up then, and then you'll get your do-over to really hammer it out during that retrograde phase. That's our Venus. I think, you know, the rest of the year, you've got a lot of easy, smooth sailing with Venus. This is the time when you're going to kind of really be pushed to make some choices. And so you just need to know when that is. All right, next. Jupiter. Jupiter is where the big, the good, the growth, the expansive things are meant to happen for us. And it's only around at a sign once every 12 years. And so as we go into 2017, we have it in that relationship zone. And it is going to stay there until October 10th. So we got a whole long time to get it right with our relationship. And this means our romantic partners, obviously, you know, it might be the year you decide you're going to get married, or you and your romantic partner do something else big, you buy a house or you family or whatever. But this is also relationships in your professional life that can see growth and some kind of big optimistic, I don't know. I had a Mercury retrograde moment. Something big happening, right? So this can be about your business partners. This can be about your clients and ways to expand that base. It can be about your specialists and how they can help you. It can be about agents or attorneys or other people that can represent you or people that can advocate for you. It can also be about better ways to be in competition or to deal with opponents. And so, you know, this is a special year because, you know, these one-on-one relationships really can define a lot of our happiness and how well things go. And it is how we are dealing with that in this particular year that will kind of set the stage for the whole next 12 years. And so if you are in a bad relationship in your personal life or your business life, this energy is going to push that really hard to get you to get out of that because it wants good things for you. And if you are your own worst enemy and you do a lot of things to self-sabotage certain kinds of relationships, it's going to slam that in your face and show you so that you can fix it in this year. Seek out that specialist, whoever that might be, that can help you stop repeating any bad patterns. And if you are, you know, just out there dating or you're out there looking for partners or clients or specialists or representatives, this year can really help align these people to you. So you really do want to be as proactive as you feel good about, as fits your life story, from the time you enter into 2017 up through October 10th as this will then exit and move into new territory. So then on October 10th, we are going to see Jupiter move into Scorpio for the first time in 12 years. Think back, go back, click your heels together, and go back to the last time Jupiter was there. You are now entering into a year-long transit. Obviously, it'll take you to the end of this year of 2017 and well into the fall of 2018. In Scorpio, so this is where our growth is now going to come. And so you want to start to think about Scorpio themes and ways you can open up your life through this. So Scorpio rules the way that we share, and it rules third-party scenarios. So there's something big opening up in these areas of our life. It rules the way that we empower ourselves, how we give our power away, how we can look at that personal empowerment and figure out ways to make ourselves happier in those scenarios. Scorpio rules our sexuality and our reproductive system and our reproductive needs. And so this becomes a really big year to really fall into that passionate, you know, connection with somebody, or to decide it's time to have babies, or to really tackle any reproductive issues with this really beneficial energy here. You might go through the change of life. You know, anything reproductive can shift into some new way that is meant to take you to that next level while this is here. Scorpio also rules divorce. Excuse me. So if that is what you need so that you can grow and so that you can find your happiness, this will be a year that can help you do that under a more protective energy than at other times in your life. And if you need to go see somebody, a third party that can help you not get divorced and help you find solutions to strengthen your marriage, again, this is a really good time frame to work that out. If you've gone through divorce and you're not happy with the, you know, the settlement or the way things were balanced out, you might be able to go in and find a better, you know, representative, that third-party person who can then help you find something that is better for you in this scenario. So there's all kinds of ways that you can benefit from the divorce theme of Scorpio through this time period. And then, you know, Scorpio is about all of our finances that are not our income. So it can be a really big year for you to do some things, you know, sit down with that financial specialist, that third party, right, and work out something for, you know, a better situation with your taxes or your insurance policies or your investments, or your settlements, or your bankruptcy, or your inheritance, or your, I don't know, your alimony, your child support, your commissions, your royalties, your partner's money, whatever the big financial theme might be. Really important, expansive period that we haven't had in over a decade, starting October 10th. Finally, Scorpio is about death and transformation, so it can be a very powerful year that you're entering into where if someone is meant to cross over and this is a good thing for them, you know, they are ready. They're, you know, everything has been put in place. You may see that happening. You may have some kind of breakthrough understanding of what you believe in life and death scenarios and what it all means. There might be some powerful transformation, you know, that goes on with you or those people around you, and you go deeper and there's more of a strong, powerful connection to the world or to the people around you. And so, you know, Scorpio ain't no light and fluffy energy, honey. It's a really deep, intense stuff that we all have in our chart someplace. So, you know, it's going to be big. It's going to be full. And that starts in the fall on October 10th moving forward. All right. Now, just for you guys that really want to kind of key in on some important dates, Jupiter in this last, you know, 9+ months that we have with him in the sign of relationship Libra, Jupiter is really going to be doing some serious things in this, you know, most of 2017, because Jupiter is going to be making contact with some of the outer body planets. And these time frames will definitely be where you see some epic things happening or some shifts. And again, focused on the big scenarios with your romantic partners, business partners, clients, agents, attorneys, opponents, competitors, advocates, etc. Okay? And so, first of all, we have, and again, putting it in perspective, it won't happen again for another 12 years. So you do want to know when these time frames are. You do want to be aware of the potential here and be as proactive as you can to deal with whatever it is, whatever this means in your life. So, you know, one of the things Jupiter is going to be doing in this year ahead is making adjustments to Neptune and Chiron, both of them in Pisces. And here are your dates. February 14th, May 17th, July 5th, and September 23rd. Those are your four epic points where major adjustments, you know, you'll be kind of maybe working towards them, or you'll see them on the horizon, you're like, I got to bend a little. I got to ask for a little more. I got to do a little more. This isn't quite working right. I got to give and take. I got to, you know, work around something else, you know. And so, you know, when it comes to Chiron, we're really trying to hammer out wounds that we have, soul wounds, and the way that we feel vulnerable, or the way that we wound ourselves, or we wound the other person. And you need to make some adjustments about this. This is an important year. You got Jupiter here trying to help you really change that and really find more happiness or prosperity in the situations you're in with other people. And it will come through these adjustments you make. And so the adjustments are the ones that, to this wound, are the ones that happen on February 14th. Oh, thank you, universe, right on Valentine's Day. And the one that happens on September 23rd, okay? And so, you know, in all of these scenarios, we're looking at Pisces themes, adjustments to, you know, our fantasy life and the reality, or the adjustments to our karmic past life unions, or our adjustments around romance and our private getaways or the clandestine nature thereof, or any self-sabotaging tendencies, or what's going on with healing and addictions and hospitals, or deception and boundary issues, and what's going on with the artistic or spiritual realm involved, the research, the investigations involved. So those are your two major dates. Give and take, bend a little. The more you bend, the more you adapt, the more you're aware of where you are in this story, the better. The adjustments to Neptune are the ones that happen on the May 17th and July 5th. And to Neptune, it's just really straight up about that karmic balance, that spiritual side of what's going on, the artistic side of what's going on, the romantic side of what's going on, the healing, the hospital side of what's going on. The wound is not as front and center at these times. And so, again, these four dates I feel are kind of epic turning points in our year with this big, protective, expansive Jupiter energy that's trying to take us to that next level with these people or our potential in relationships. So healing wounds, very, very important in this year ahead. Next time Jupiter's back here, this energy will not be here. So it's epic, okay? Then the other thing Jupiter is doing, or the next thing I should say, is Jupiter's going to be involved in a T-square this year with Uranus and Pluto. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And we've already had two of these in this particular year of 2016. That was on November 10th and December 26th. We're already in this, okay? And we're going to have four in the year of 2017. We're going to have March 3rd, March 30th, August 4th, September 28th. So circle those dates. Those. And what a T-square does, it's a very big frictional energy pattern, which is going to give us that big shove forward. You know, we really are ready to do something. We are motivated. We are in there. There are some maybe some surprising things that are thrown at us, and we dive in and make sudden last-minute changes, or we are introducing original, inventive ideas or doing something completely different at these points, and we are really kind of breaking out of any ruts at these points, and we are transforming our goals and our status via the big expansion going on with these people. It's very powerful stuff here and very driven. It's like I see it like, you know, the gears and the big freight train rolling down the tracks, baby. And so you really definitely want to know that you're going to be in there with these people in a big way, March 3rd, March 30th, August 4th, September 28th, part of the story that's ongoing here. Next, Jupiter is going to form an opportunity aspect. This is a lovely, 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 happy face aspect with the North Node of Destiny, and that is happening on September 11th. I would, probably say that the days around that time frame will be wrapped up in this as well, but it peaks on September 11th. So the North Node of Destiny is the point in the sky that calls us towards our destiny. It is fated. It is something that can, you know, kind of step into our life and take us by the hand and take us in the direction we need to go. Or we can be proactive and be out there, and by our being out there, we run right into that destiny. I'm a person all about, like, be as proactive as you can be. Give it as many shots as you can give it, right? And so, you know, that time frame is when something really big with that, you know, marriage partner, romantic partner, business partner, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, opponents, competitors, is really locking into destiny. And guess where destiny is at this particular point? This is where it is once every 18 years. It is in the sign of true love, children, creative projects, and recreation. So we have a lock and load on that day, and the days surrounding it that look really, really good. All right, so circle that one. And then finally, Jupiter is going to also be making one of those hunky-dory, groovy alignments, an opportunity aspect to Saturn in this year ahead, and that is going to happen on August 27th. And again, this is about bringing the potential for something big to happen with our partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and competitors and opponents in a good way for us, right? That is going to lock onto something Saturn-oriented. So Saturn at this point is in Sagittarius, which means something very serious, an opportunity, a door open to that long-term commitment or that ambition or that positive ending or structuring of something through Sag themes. That can mean through legal channels, through educational pursuits, through weddings, through travel, through foreign interests, through import-export, through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, through religion, through politics. So, wow, lots of potential. And I plan on just tying that whole period right up together, August 27th through September 11th. That's just going to be a big old circle on my calendar because we got Jupiter in a positive alignment to Saturn and then a positive one to the North Node of Destiny. And I say, you know, whatever you're going to do with these people, this is a great window. All right, so let's move on then. We've talked enough about Jupiter. Let's talk about Saturn. I know how much you want to talk about Saturn. Saturn is our taskmaster. Saturn is where we are tested. Saturn is our responsibilities and our ambitions and those higher up people that make us toe the line. It is our self-mastery of some subject, and it is asking us to put in effort. And so we have been putting in effort in the Sagittarius field where Saturn has been traveling for a while now. And it is going to stay there most of 2017. It is actually going to be there January 1st through December 19th. So, yes, pretty much the whole year. But then it's going to leave, and it is not going to return to this territory for another 29 years. And so it does behoove us to get serious and to make those commitments or to structure those serious things and test ourselves and step up to the test of others and master that next level in the Sagittarius field. So again, what is that? From January through December 19th, it is about endings and commitments and those serious structurings and testing ourselves over legal situations, educational pursuits, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, travel, foreign interests, import, export, weddings, religion, politics. So I know this year that we've already had, we're like sick up to our eyeballs of the political stuff and the media stuff. And, oh, dear Lord, please make it in. And really all I can say to you guys is that in this past year, as we've had this, we've had Saturn in a really, you know, treacherous square to Neptune. And that is moving away from each other through this next year. So it's not going to be as weird and deceptive and karmic and, you know, I think that you get the idea. It's going to just be, you know, it's time to get real. It's time to do what we need to do here. And so it's going to be a lot more clear and definitive, and it is time to just, you know, do whatever you need to do in a very mature, responsible way about these themes in this year ahead. And then we are going to have Saturn move into his own sign of Capricorn, December 19th of 2017. And this is going to travel here. Saturn is going to travel through Capricorn until December 17th of 2020. And so we're going to get just, you know, almost a couple weeks here at the end of the year to start to dip our toe into what this is going to be about. And then we're really going to be in there with this story for quite some time. Saturn loves to be in Capricorn. This is his sign. This is, you know, oh, let's slow down. Let's get real. Let's get very focused and ambitious. Let's, you know, let's be responsible. Let's be grown up. Oy. That's a good thing we got other stuff going on, right? No. It's good. And you really can achieve greatness during the years that Saturn is in Capricorn. And it is a time, you know, you just have to balance getting so serious that, you know, you're a stick in the mud kind of thing, I guess. But it definitely is a time when we are going to be focused on leadership and authority and self-mastery and our personal goals in life. You know, is it about getting fit? Is it about getting married? Is it about retiring? Is it about buying a house, having kids? What are your big personal life goals? This is really going to give you that edge to dive into whatever that work is and move that forward. It is about career and furthering career by slow, methodical efforts that you put in and the level that you're willing to go to master that next level of, you know, comprehension, ability to lead others, I guess. And it is also about authority figures. So it may be years that we're heading into where we get really serious about making some commitments or our responsibilities or structuring around what's going on with parents or bosses or judges or teachers or directors or mentors or anyone else that would fit that profile. There we have our Saturn energy. Uranus. Let's have a sip of our champagne, shall we? I think it's time. Hold on. I was going to pop the bottle, you know, right with you guys, but I needed a sip before the show started. So what can I say? But this is really only my second sip, and I have strawberries in mine, so yay. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there. Okay. So Uranus. Uranus is our reinvention energy. It is our awakening, and it's our sudden shocking stuff. It's like the sudden changes you don't see coming. But it is our awakening, you know, and it is about us changing who we are. We've been in this process since 2011. It does not end until the early months of 2019. So as we head into 2017, you know, we're heading into one of our last couple full years of this. You know, think about how you feel about your body. You know, is it time to make changes there? What do you feel about your image? What about your brand, if you have a brand? What about your name? Is it time to make some changes to your name? Is it time to make some changes to your title? What about getting yourself out of some ruts? What about freeing yourself in some new ways? Again, this has been an ongoing process, and so 2017 is going to continue that. Remember, once this leaves in 2019, it will not return to focus on who we are and our own personal reinvention of ourselves for another 84 years. So I don't know about you, but unless they invent a really good magic pill, I don't have to be here, like, not with this name during that time period. So, you know, it's important. It's really important to, you know, live up to what is original and unique about yourself, and what soul group do you identify with, or what cause, you know, and how this can take you down that road. So we have more of that in 2017. Neptune also started the process we're in with it back in 2011. However, Neptune is carrying it on much further, all the way until the year 2026. And so, you know, I don't know, are we at the midpoint with that? I'm not going to try to do the math in my head, but, you know, I don't even think we're at the midpoint with that yet. But Neptune is in its own sign, Pisces, so we have another year of this. But in this year ahead, as I mentioned with Saturn, Neptune is not going to be in that tight square with Saturn. Saturn are releasing from each other. And so, hallelujah, the fog is lifted, and we're going to get more of the better side of Neptune, I insist. I'm so over the challenging side of it. And so, you know, we are still in a very karmic period of our life. No matter what time you're born, this period between 2011 and 2026, this is it. Really, really bringing up a lot of past life stuff during these years, really kind of helping us reach whatever next level we are capable of when it comes to our intuition and our psychic abilities and the veil between worlds and our spiritual beliefs and our spiritual practices. Really, again, emphasizing karmic romances and how those are going to play out and continue to play out in this year ahead. Focusing on our artistry and how we are empowered to take that to a next level. Seriously, with Neptune charging its own sign, these are power years for getting in touch with your muse and unleashing your artistic genius on all of us. So please, you know, we want more great stuff out there. Do what you can. And then also can be power year for healing and dealing with addictions and hospitals and research and investigations and on that side of Neptune. So we're really in the continuum of a long transit that we have with this. Again, once this leaves in 2026, we won't experience it again this lifetime. So go where you may with that, young one. Pluto. Pluto is also staying in the same energy flow. Now, Pluto started back in 2008 and is staying in Capricorn until 2024. Oh, my gosh. Point with that. So, you know, in this year ahead, again, Capricorn theme. So here we know that Saturn is going to be moving in there at the end of the year. So we know 2018 is going to be wowza, wowza with both these guys there. But Pluto is asking us to go deeper, evolve, make changes, empower ourselves, you know, when it comes to our personal life goals, our career, and what we're dealing with authority figures, really pushing us to get into the heavy stuff in these scenarios, the financial side of life, the life and death side of life, the way we deal with triangles / third-party scenarios and our own empowerment. Control issues, power struggles, manipulations, sex, reproduction, divorce, as it pertains to our status and goals and career and those authority figures. So we have more of that. There goes page number two. All right, page number three. You guys ready? I told you it was a lot to cover. All right, so page number three, with the north node of destiny in this year ahead. Destiny is going to move through Virgo as we enter 2017 until May 9th, okay? So during this time frame, destiny is finding all of us through the work we're here to do, through health scenarios that are playing out. So you might meet your destiny when you're at the organic grocery store or at the doctor's office or hiking or jogging or at the gym, at your acupuncturist or whatever you do for health, right? You might meet your destiny as you're pursuing the work you're here to do. These are big. This is big. It won't come back to this area for another 18 years. Put that in your mind, okay? January 1st through May 9th. Your work you're here to do and your health, massively important. Destiny is also finding you through what you're doing with animals. So perhaps while you're walking the dog, you meet the love of your life, or you start to realize you have a destiny involved with helping animals, or you meet a great veterinarian. I don't know, but it's animals, so go there, okay? Destiny is there. What else? Coworkers and hired help. Both of these areas hold a lot of destiny. So involve yourself with these people. And paperwork. It is a destined year to tackle the paperwork, but you have until May 9th. So look for that. Then destiny changes signs, and it moves into Leo for the first time in 18 years on May 9th, and it will tour there the rest of the year. And so destiny will then start to lead you in the direction of where you're meant to go when it comes to true love, when it comes to children, when it comes to creative projects and creative talents and creative interests, and when it comes to recreation. So I think that's the universe's way of throwing us a nugget to deal with all that serious Saturn stuff that I was just talking about. So just dive into it. Look for new ways to have fun and be creative and do things with kids and fall in love or do things with lovers, because this is where destiny is waiting for you. Now, we have the karmic south node in the year of 2017. Karmic south node is where we are either trying to rebalance some past life karma or where we experience some kind of loss because it is a karmic thing. You know, what can you do? It's your turn to not get the thing that you wanted, and it's probably based on some past life scenario. Or it can be a time when there is a portal that allows past life souls to come through to you. And so we are seeing the focus of where this, you know, karmic rebalancing, portal to the past life or loss through the karmic south node, January 1st through May 9th. These that moves in the same rate as the north node of destiny, but this is happening in Pisces until May 9th. And so these things will happen over romantic getaways or clandestine romance, or they will happen over artistic projects or talents or pursuits, or they will happen over spiritual practices, or they will happen over addictions or healing or hospitals or deception or hidden agendas or, I said healing or hospitals. So those areas, research, development, investigations. Then the karmic south node on May 9th moves into the 11th house, and this is going to be really about karma rebalancing or karmic portals opening or that loss that balances karma in some way happening with friends, with group activities, online, with astrology, with charities, with gatherings, social networking. your personal aspirations or causes. So that doesn't sound so great. I mean, especially for me, but maybe it'll be good. Maybe it'll be bringing back around a lot of past life people. Let's hope for the best with that. All right, so that's our karmic south node stuff. Now, where are you going to get in fights in this year of 2017? What's Mars doing, right? Here's the deal. Where Mars is going to be active, Mars is going to move through from Pisces through Scorpio. So most of the signs are going to host Mars in this year ahead. Obviously, Sagittarius, Capricorn, and Aquarius will not, but the other nine signs will. And so when Mars goes through a sign, this is where we're going to be the most passionate, have passionate exchanges with other people, or where we're going to be the angriest and fight, or where we're going to get really motivated and do a lot. So January 1st through the 28th, it's in Pisces, so it's going to be about those karmic, spiritual, artistic, romantic, healing, hospital, addictive, or research themes. Then from January 28th to March 9th, going to be in Aries. It's all going to be about us, me, mine, my body, my image, my name, title, brand, you know, so you can be physically passionate or physically angry or physically motivated towards your own interests during that time frame. Everybody will be feeling that. From March 9th through April 21st, it's going to be in Taurus. So this is where we're going to be very passionate or angry or motivated to make money or to focus on what we're doing with our possessions and our products and our stuff or making purchases. You know, it's about those value themes. Then from April 21st to June 4th, going to go into Gemini. So now we're going to this is about talks, communications. So we get really passionate with our words or we're spewing out a lot of angry sentences, paragraphs, I don't know, volumes, right? Or we're just very motivated in writing and talks and meetings and interviews and auditions and agreements and sales and short trips and local activities. And, you know, Gemini is also focused on our brothers and sisters and neighbors, so you can be more passionate or motivated or angry in those areas as well. Also can focus on your vehicles and electronics during that time. So quite a bit to focus on there. Then from June 4th to July 20th, it's in Cancer. So now all the motivation and passion and anger plays out in the home or about the home, the real estate deals, your moves, your renovations, your family, your parents, your roommates. So, you know, you can get a lot done there. Watch for the fuse. And then July 20th through September 5th, it turns to true love. And I love it. Definitely, you know, lots more passion, lots more motivation to make things happen. If you are going to have spats, this can also be one of those time frames. So be careful you don't hurt the ones you love during that time. Then September 5th through October 22nd, Mars is going to focus that anger and passion and activity on our work scenarios and our health. Great time to start, you know, a diet or exercise program, actually. Anything that motivates us about our animals or our coworkers or hired help or paperwork. So plan on getting very busy in those areas then. Then October 22nd through December 9th, relationships. We get very passionate, very angry or very motivated about our romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, opponents, competitors. And then finally, December 9th through January 26th of 2018, moves into Scorpio. So at this point, you know, we get very motivated, passionate, or angry about our sex life or sexual activities, our reproductive needs, our divorce, or the big financial topics that we're dealing with, or mortality issues or third-party scenarios going on. All right, the last major topic for the year, woo-hoo, baby, is Mercury retrograde. And in this year ahead, we are going to have Mercury retrograding from Earth to fire quite a bit here. So we are going to have four Mercury retrogrades that are going on. The first one is already active as we are entering because, as you know, we're in it right now for you guys listening live. So it's not as long. It's not as big of a deal. The other three, you know, will be more fully on in the year 2017. So as we head into 2017, we are in a Mercury retrograde in Capricorn that lasts until the 4th. So we're going back over issues and rethinking things, getting a do-over, slowing down, releasing things when it comes to career goals, personal life goals, or what's going on with those older established people, the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, et cetera. And then Mercury backs out of Capricorn and retrogrades into Sagittarius from January 4th to the 8th. And that finishes this one we're in right now. So while it's in Sagittarius from January 4th to the 8th, we are going back over issues involving legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, travel, religious or political themes, and, you know, letting go of things or going back and fixing things or getting them right, reconnecting with past people, and hammering things out so that we figure it out by the 8th. So then our second Mercury retrograde is also going to move from Earth to fire signs. So this one starts on April 9th. And I think I got that right. Yes, I did. I've got to check. I am in a Mercury retrograde, you know. April 9th through April 20th in the sign of Taurus. So during that time, a slowing down of things you're involved in at the moment, and then a return to past issues or opportunities or people or ideas, and see if you can rekindle things or if something needs to be let go of or if there's a reworking of something. Taurus, and this is about our income or our possessions or products or our purchases or our sense of being valued in a scenario. And then it steps from that Earth sign of Taurus back into fire, which is into Aries, from April 20th. And so in Aries, it's a do-over about us personally or physically, you know, going back to something involving our body, image, name, brand, title, personal needs or desires, you know, and reconnecting with that or letting go of something so that we get it right. Then the third retrograde is on August 12th through September 5th. Now, this one is going to go from Earth to fire again. It's going to go from Virgo to Leo. So the Virgo part of it is from August 12th through August 31st. And this Mercury retrograde will slow us down and bring our glitches and mix-ups to give us that do-over to rethink, release, or reconnect with past people and situations and work it out, focused on our work, our health, our paperwork, our coworkers, our hired help, or our animals. And then from August 31st to September 5th, when it dips back into Leo, the do-over is now about past lovers, creative projects, children, or recreational interests, or, you know, slowing down in current scenarios because of whatever it is we're doing, or letting go of a situation, or reconnecting with the past person or issue or opportunity and hammering it out. The final Mercury retrograde does not do the dip from Earth to fire. This one's just straight up in fire. This one, again, is in Sagittarius. So as you recall, as we enter the year of 2017, from January 4th to January 8th, we have retrograde in Sagittarius. We have that little few days. At the end of the year, on December 3rd through December 22nd, again, Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius. So again, now we have a full-on concentration on going back and hammering something out with legal matters, travel plans, educational pursuits, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, weddings, religion, politics, and so a reworking of something there. So that is our major, major overview for the year. And I do want to, I think I'm going to leave it as at that. I do want to talk to everybody about, because I will write up some stuff. You will hear about how it affects everybody's sign. There's no way I would have enough time to cover every single sign with this. That will be the effect. It'll just play out in different areas of life, you know, for you as you're going about these themes. But when it comes to this week ahead for you guys listening live, from December 29th to January 5th, I want to talk about New Year's Eve, Saturday. We have no aspects at all on that day. Now, we are jumping from the very final aspect on Friday the 30th, which involves the sun making an opportunity aspect to Neptune. And then we are building to the early morning first aspect on Sunday, on New Year's Day, which is Mars sitting with Pluto on the same degree in Pisces. So, you know, we have this big Neptune-Pisces theme around our New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Very, very powerful. And the moon is going to be in Aquarius on New Year's Eve. So it's not like we have anything kind of kicking us into gear on this day. But we are profoundly floating between opportune aspects, and we are also engaged in that Aquarian vibe. So the Aquarius vibe for New Year's and New Year's Eve, it's social. It's about our friends and groups, or if you can't, you know, go out with friends or be at a party or event, you can get online. That's also Aquarian. You know, there's all kinds of ways to socially connect. And then the Neptune theme is extremely powerful, kicking this off, which is very fantasy-oriented, or also has to do with things that are going on that are hidden or behind the scenes or clandestine or deceptive would be the challenging side. Let's hope it's not, you know, a hidden bad thing. Spiritual, romantic, artistic, healing, and then, you know, if you do see anything that looks, you know, questionable, the challenging side of Neptune would be deceptive, hidden, you know, boundary issues, addictive. So watch that. Definitely watch the drinking and driving. Have a designated driver, please, on this particular time. And do watch, you know, partaking around people you don't know because of the Neptune influence. But on the positive side, if you're surrounding yourself with a lot of friends you know, or just connecting online or doing whatever you're doing here, this could be very, very inspirational New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And in this week ahead, we have Venus moving into Pisces on Tuesday the 3rd. So we are going to start to see love and income energy playing out with this artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, research, hospital, institutional energy field. And we are also going to see on that same day, Tuesday the 3rd, Mercury retrograde make its last aspect from Capricorn to this new Venus placement. And so there is some kind of news or talk or run-in with somebody from the past or about a past idea that links to that love or that income theme or the woman, you know, involved as Venus here. And is goal-oriented or deals with older, established, authority-type person or deals with career momentum. So Tuesday the 3rd is a very important day. And then Wednesday the 4th, as I spoke of when I was running down the Mercury retrogrades, but in our week ahead, Wednesday the 4th, Mercury is going to retrograde out of Capricorn and into Sagittarius. And so we start that little four-day window that is going to be about us going back and really hammering out something from the past involving our legal matters, our travel plans, foreign situations, educational pursuits, media marketing events or interests, weddings, religion, politics. Oy boy. So we got a little bit of time there with that in this week ahead. And, you know, so if I'm looking at the signs here, and how this kind of plays out in our week ahead, I do have time for that. And I would say that, you know, this kind of magical behind-the-scenes Neptune energy over New Year's Eve and New Year's Day for Aries is very much, very much in that spiritual, karmic, romantic, healing, hospital, you know, veil between worlds, research, spiritual, I think I said that, arena, artistic, and also in that social field for you guys. And then Venus moving into Pisces on Tuesday the 3rd kicks up quite a period here for you ahead where it is going to be about, you know, your love life, being more about stuff that's going on privately or behind the scenes or karmically, and also about your income potential being tied into your artistic or spiritual, romantic or healing research themes moving ahead. You also may be dealing with a female that's either, you know, going through a recuperation or hospital scenario, or you're researching with her or getting into the art project or the spiritual practice or the romance with her. So Venus is really concentrating there for you over these weeks ahead. You will have news about, you know, that goal or authority figure or career matter associated with this on Tuesday from the Mercury retrograde, somebody from the past or something, you know, releasing or going back over it and hammering it out there. And then on Wednesday the 4th, that Mercury retrograde back into Sagittarius for Aries means going back to something through a trip or a distance or through legal matters, educational pursuits, weddings, media, marketing, religious, political themes. For Taurus, this New Year's Eve and New Year's, you know, first of all, you've got to kind of got this dreamy, magical, or, you know, foggy energy around the social side of things, you know, so whatever's going on with friends or groups or gatherings here for you. And then you've got the social energy in the goal-oriented part of the sky. So you may be socializing, you know, for to further your goals or your career or having something to do with a parent, a boss, a mentor, some authority figure, higher up type person. And then with Venus moving into Pisces starting on Tuesday the 3rd for Taurus, you know, this is definitely going to kind of boost the love and the income opportunities through that social field. So, you know, you can fall in love and go either at the party or in the group dynamic or start to attend more social events with your lover. It can be about making money online or in groups or at gatherings and with friends and colleagues, et cetera, during this time frame. And Mercury retrograde is going to connect with us on Tuesday the 3rd. So hearing some information or making a decision, having a talk about legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes comes up and ties into that in some way on that day. And then on Wednesday the 4th, Mercury retrograde dips back into Sagittarius. Now it's time to reconnect with the past over financial situations, sex, divorce, mortality issues, or third-party scenarios. For Gemini, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, the dreamy kind of magical Neptune energy that can also, you know, have a challenging side, the deceptive, foggy side as well. So whichever way this is going to go, we're going to assume this is going to go well. But, you know, this is really going to focus this on goals, you know, and status and higher up authority figures, the parent, the boss, the judge, the mentor, career matters. So there can be a lot of prestige or high profile for you on these days. And the social energy is through travel, people at a distance, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political arenas. So you might be gathering in those kind of scenarios, I suppose, or feeling the connection with others through those themes. Venus moving into Pisces on Tuesday the 3rd is really going to start to focus your love and your income flow, making them more goal-oriented, more ambitious. You may focus on a female who's an authority figure during this time frame, the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, more career movement with income and furthering your agenda through these females in power positions. And the Mercury retrograde information on Tuesday the 3rd can bring news or information, talks, decisions involving past scenarios that impact that Venus and Pisces theme with goals and older established people and career momentum and the females or love or income scenario. And this Mercury retrograde topic would be about sex, divorce, finances, reproduction, death, birth, or third-party scenarios. And then on Wednesday the 4th, Mercury retrogrades into Sagittarius. At this point, you'll have a little window, Gemini, where you'll be going back and connecting with partners, agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, opponents, competitors to hash something out for a few days there. For Cancer, this New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, I think it looks very, you know, the potential is really great for this to go really well. There's always, you know, that worst case scenario if you get the challenging side of Neptune. But the positive side of Neptune here would be something going very, you know, inspiringly for you guys, involving travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes. And if there is some deception or issue, you know, that's foggy, then it would pop up over those themes. And the social side of things for Cancer is intimate or is about, you know, a financial topic or a mortality issue or a divorce scenario. It's kind of deep stuff there for the Cancers. Tuesday, the 3rd, Venus moves into Pisces. So over the weeks ahead, love and income scenarios will be more focused on travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes. You may have some focus on women in those areas as well. On Tuesday, the 3rd, Mercury retrograde will tie into that by bringing some kind of talk or information or decision involving that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, or opponent about it, right? And then on Wednesday, the 4th, Mercury retrograde back into Sagittarius. So for a few days, Cancer, it will be time to go back and really hammer something from the past out with paperwork, hired help, coworkers, the job, the health scenario, or the animals. For Leo, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, all that Neptune energy is relationship-oriented for you guys, so it might be very romantic and dreamy or artistic and inspired or spiritual, you know, with your partners, your clients, your agents, your attorneys, your specialists. Or if Neptune goes awry, you could have some you know, deceptive, foggy stuff going on with competitors or opponents. So, you know, just be aware of weird people, I guess. The social side of this for Leo. Is that Leo? Yeah, you know, I just had a Mercury retrograde moment. I'm wrong with that. I'm sorry, you guys. I was for Leo, the Neptune-inspired energy is sexual. It's way different, isn't it? Or it is financial, or it is divorce-oriented, probably if you're getting into the foggy, deceptive side of things, or mortality issues if there's somebody about to cross in your life. And the social side involves partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys. It's kind of one-on-one socializing for Leo on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. And then Venus moving into Pisces on the 3rd kicks off several weeks for you guys where you're looking at the love or the woman involved or the income scenario playing out through that deep stuff through the sexual side of your life or the reproductive side or with the divorce or the mortality issue or with the big financial thing that you're working out at this time. You will get some news or information or make a decision on Tuesday with Mercury retrograde about this that will bring in the paperwork, the hired help, the coworker, the job, the health scenario for what's going on with the animals in the mix. And then Mercury retrograde's into Sag on the 4th, and you'll have just a few days where it's time to go back and reconnect or release or rework something with lovers, children, creative projects, or something recreational during that period. For Virgo, you're the ones with the relationship stuff here. So the Neptune energy for you guys will be very inspired and magical or very, if there's issues, you know, the deceptive, weird, foggy stuff. But it looks to me like it's way more about the good stuff here, honestly, which would be that kind of magical, inspired stuff with romantic partners, business partners, agents, clients, specialists, attorneys, or other kinds of representatives, even dealing with competitors or opponents. And then with the social side to these 2 days, looks like to me you're focused on health or work or paperwork or organizing or cleaning or hired help or coworkers or animals in this scenario. So however that works out for you, that's where your energy is. And then Venus on Tuesday the 3rd moves into Pisces. So for these weeks ahead, love will play out in relationship for Virgo, income, relationship-oriented, women, relationship-oriented. So, again, when you're in pursuit of those themes, you're looking at where you are with romantic partnerships, business partnerships, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, et cetera. On Tuesday the 3rd, Mercury retrograde will align with this and make an opportunity aspect, so you will likely hear some news or run into somebody or have the talk or make the decision about this particular person and the love or income or woman scenario. And Mercury retrograde is going to focus on love, or it's going to focus on creative projects or you know, talents or interest or something going on with children or something going on with recreation, so opportune on that day. And then Mercury retrogrades into Sagittarius on the 4th, so for Virgo, you'll have a few days then to go back and rehash something with the house, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, the family, the parent, or the roommate scenario. For Libra, New Year's Eve and New Year's, I'm definitely going to focus on the magical side, the inspired side, or dealing with foggy or deceptive weirdness around health scenarios, work scenarios, the pets, the paperwork, the hired help, or the coworkers. And then the social side of this is focused on kids or lovers or creative ventures or recreation on those 2 days. So it looks like something good can come together on those 2 days in those arenas. Venus is moving into Pisces then on Tuesday the 3rd. And so for you guys, this is going to start to direct love and income opportunities and what you're doing with women to that work scenario or health scenario or what you're doing with pets or paperwork or coworkers or hired help. And so this should help smooth that out and help you really kind of get into the flow there. On Tuesday the 3rd, there's a Mercury retrograde moment about that, which brings in some news or decisions or talks or meetings in or about the home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. Then on Wednesday the 4th, Mercury retrogrades into Sag. So for Libra, you're going to have a few days of going back and having a do-over through talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing, interviews, auditions, offers, agreements, I think I said that one already, or anything involving brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So jump on it. Scorpio, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day has a lot of that dreamy, magical energy, focused, and you know, obviously with Neptune, there could also be the sad, foggy, deceptive side of things. This looks opportune, so I'm going to lean for everybody that I think this is going to work out well for most people, although be aware that, you know, with Neptune, there can always be a weird side. But this is definitely focused for Scorpio on falling in love or having something good going on with a lover or something with children or something with creative ventures or something that's recreational and fun. New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And then with the social side of what's going on with this, it's focused on the home or the family or the parent or the roommate or the real estate deals or moves or renovations. So you might want to have the party at your house or go to somebody else's house party, I guess, or celebrate with the family. When we see the Venus energy moving into Pisces on Tuesday the 3rd, it kicks off several weeks for Scorpio, where we really see a lot of love and income flow playing out in the house of true love, or in creative ventures, or with kids, or with creative, or with recreational scenarios. Also, you might have more going on with women in these areas over these weeks ahead. Mercury retrograde will make a connection to this on Tuesday the 3rd. So Scorpio, that is some news or offers or agreements or meetings or talks or decisions you're making about that on Tuesday the 3rd. Then Wednesday the 4th, Mercury retrogrades back into Sagittarius. So now, Scorpio, you turn your attention to reworking or rethinking things involving your income, your product, your possessions, your purchases, and you'll have a few days until the 8th to work that out. For Sagittarius, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day with the Neptune energy is focusing on your home, your roommates, your family, your parents, your real estate deals, moves, or renovations. So you can have a lot of magical, inspired, dreamy energy there, or you can be a little sad and weepy or foggy or unclear there, I guess. It looks like it's positive energy here on these days. The social energy for Sag on these 2 days is about a lot of local activity or short trips or involvement with siblings or neighbors or what's going on just in a lot of talks and meetings and offers and agreements and proposals, et cetera. So there's just quite a bit there that's amping up on those 2 days. Then Venus moves into Pisces on Tuesday the 3rd, and for the weeks ahead, love and income opportunities will be focused on what's going on there in the home or with the family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, you know. You may be focused on the woman there as well. Mercury retrograde on Tuesday the 3rd does make it a contact to this, an opportunity, which involves a purchase or a possession or a gift or a product or your income as it ties into all of that. And then on Wednesday the 4th, Mercury retrogrades back into your sign Sag. So from the 4th to the 8th, you get a chance to release something personal or physical or about your name or identity or brand or, you know, some kind of personal need you may have. Or you can rekindle something or rethink something. It's time to go back and have a personal physical do-over here on those days. And then Capricorn, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, that Neptune magical energy for you guys, you know, it's focused on short trips, local activities, what you do in talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and with brothers or sisters or neighbors and what you do with vehicles or electronics. So pick what you want there. Neptune is definitely kind of inspiring you there, bringing that magic, or it can bring that fog or confusion or deception with Mars involved. I would definitely say Capricorn, you out of all the signs, definitely want a designated driver. Do not drink and drive on that night. But other than that, I would say this looks like a really powerful time frame for some important communications. And the social side of this for Capricorn involves your possessions or your products or your gifts or your purchases or your income. Venus moving into Pisces on Tuesday the 3rd kicks off several weeks of more talks and offers and agreements and decisions based on love or based on making money or involving women. It should smooth out the communications realm. It also can hone in on those brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, and local activities. But mostly it's communication here, what you're thinking, what you're talking about, who you're hearing from, and the choices and offers on the table. Mercury retrograde does make an opportune aspect to this on Tuesday the 3rd, so you can be the person going back and talking to or meeting with somebody from the past or rethinking something about yourself in the scenario and what it is you want to do for you about it. There is a door open on Tuesday. Wednesday the 4th, Mercury retrogrades back into Sag, so for Capricorn, you're going to get about 4 days here to go back and rethink something and suss it out and work it out, involving a clandestine romance or karmic past life union, something with your spiritual practices, something with your artistic pursuits, something with healing, addictions, or hospitals, or research and development. Aquarius, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, that Neptune energy, really going to focus in on gifts and purchases and products and possessions and income for you guys. So there might be a lot of inspiration and magic in the air. There might be a little bit of fog and confusion or deception, you know, you'll feel that out. It looks opportune, so it looks like this can be a really magical time here. The social energy is in your sign, Aquarius, so you're kind of center stage with friends or gatherings or just doing something for yourself that is about your own aspirations. Looks appropriate. And then Venus moving into Pisces on Tuesday the 3rd. For Aquarius, this will kick in several weeks. For Venus is trying to attract and smooth things out with your income and your possessions and purchases and products and sense of value. And there may be some love in the air there. There may be some women who can benefit you there, but definitely a good for your income opportunities. There will be a Mercury retrograde connection on Tuesday the 3rd to this. And so something that you're hearing about or rethinking or choosing about that clandestine romance or spiritual practice or artistic pursuit or healing hospital or research theme in the mix. Then on Wednesday the 4th, Mercury retrogrades back into Sag. So for a few days until the 8th, Aquarius, now it's time to kind of go back and reconnect with past friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, anything social. You might slow down, rethink something you're involved in now. You might, you know, whatever the kind of do-over is here, it's in that social stream for you guys for a few days. For Pisces, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, this Neptune energy is in your sign and it's all about you. So really, these 2 days favor the Pisces. You really can kind of pick and choose. I would definitely say focus on you and your needs, whether this is, you know, doing something nice for your body, focusing on your image, your brand, your body, or I said your body, your name, your title, your identity, or if it's something, you know, about a personal desire that you have. think about Neptune themes here for yourself, you know, romancing yourself in some way, you know, be buy yourself some nice flowers, or if you're with somebody, connect with them, right? Or get into your spiritual practices, meditate, pray, do your yoga, get into good music or film or, you know, painting or poetry or anything artistic. Heal, recuperate, rest, dream. If there's something hospital-oriented you need to tend to, or if there's research and investigations you want to dig into something, this is favored on these days. And then the social energy for Pisces is in those same arenas. And so, wow, you know, I mean, you guys are meant to kind of concentrate in those areas. And so that's where it's all at. Then we have Venus moving into your sign on Tuesday the 3rd. This bodes really well for you guys over the weeks ahead to start to see some things start to go well for you guys. More love coming your way, more income flow, or more good things with women and beauty themes in your life. And there is a Mercury retrograde alignment on Tuesday the 3rd, so you can connect with that friend group, something you know, to talk about online or through social networking or gatherings, charities, astrology, that will connect you to that love or income or beauty or woman theme that is about your needs and what's going on with you. The Mercury retrogrades back into Sag on the 4th, and for a few days until the 8th, you're going to then have that do-over about personal goals, career, or what's going on with an authority figure, you know, talking and hashing something out about that parent, judge, boss, mentor, teacher, director. And so there you guys have it, an overview for our year 2017 and a look at our week ahead. I wish you guys the very best in 2017. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can always find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. And I will be back, God willing, next week at the same time. Have a very happy New Year's Eve.